A Michigan prosecutor has filed charges against five NBA players and several fans for last month's brawl at the Detroit Pistons-Indiana Pacers game. It was described as the worst brawl in sports history. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio has more.
There was less than a minute left to play in the Pistons-Pacers game on November 19th when Indiana's Ron Artest fouled Detroit's Ben Wallace. Wallace took offense and pushed Artest. Players from both teams exchanged shoves and a few angry words. Then a cup flew from the stands and hit Artest. This is how it sounded on ESPN.
Artest is in the stands! Oh, this is awful. Fans are getting involved. Steven Jackson's in the fans. Rasheed Wallace going into the stands.
Investigators from the Auburn Hills Police Department and the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office spent much of the next 2 weeks watching 10 different video feeds of the game, each offering a slightly different view of what happened that night. They interviewed witnesses and reviewed hundreds of pages of documents before finally deciding who to charge in the brawl. Oakland County Prosecutor David Gorsica says he kept one thought in mind as the investigation proceeded.
We made a determination with Auburn Hills that anybody involved, jersey or no jersey, regardless of your stature, that you were going to be held accountable.
Gorsica decided to charge Indiana Pacers Ron Artest, Steven Jackson, Anthony Johnson, and David Harrison with one count each of misdemeanor assault and battery. Teammate Jermaine O'Neal faces two counts. Prosecutor Gorsica also announced charges against five spectators, but he singled out one person, Pistons fan John Green, for his role in the brawl. Gorsica says it was Green who threw the cup that hit Artest and angered him enough to rush into the stands.
Now John Green, we will depict, in my mind, single-handedly incited this whole interaction between the fans and players, and probably is one that's most culpable, although there could be argument made that the players were equally as culpable.
Green and three others faced misdemeanor assault and battery charges. Green's attorney says Gorsica is focusing too much on his client and not enough on the NBA players involved in the incident. Another of the fans charged, William Paulson, appeared on local television, claiming he was merely trying to protect a friend from Ron Artest's fury.
He had my friend down, grabbing his chest, Mike, who I've known almost 20 years, and he had his fist cocked. And I grabbed his arm, you'll see, and I said, stop it, stop it. And I didn't know what else to do, so you just react.
Only one person involved in the brawl has been charged with a felony. That's Bryant Jackson, a fan who's accused of throwing a chair during the incident. That chair hit a police officer and some arena staff workers. He could face up to 8 years in prison if convicted. Each of the misdemeanors brings a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail and a $500 fine. Auburn Hills Police Chief Doreen Olcott stressed the unusual nature of what happened at the Pistons-Pacers game while talking to reporters, adding that the investigation into other fans who may have thrown drinks at the game will continue. She also tried to put the events, which have now been seen around the world, in some perspective.
We hope that this incident can serve as a turning point to mark the return of sportsmanship and civilized conduct of players and of their fans at all levels of sport competition.
The Pistons and the Pacers next meet in Indianapolis during a nationally televised game on Christmas Day. Security is expected to be heavy during that game. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.